Hello, and welcome to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. I'm your facilitator, Vincent T. Edwards, Mr. Speaker, and I'm so glad you tuned in today. Please be sure to visit the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. That's robertgrudolph.org. There you can stay abreast of what the Bishop has going on as far as events and services, and you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about making some choices, and I'm going to let Bishop get into that. Going to be talking about making some choices. Bishop Rudolph, how are you doing on this wonderful day that the Lord has made?
My good friend and brother, I'm doing fine. How are you doing on today?
I'm doing fine. We just got a little storm brewing out there, and they say we're going to get a little bit of wind and rain from that tropical storm out there in the Gulf between now and Wednesday. But other than that, I'm all right. God's in control. I believe he can just say, peace, be still, and we'll be all right.
You have already started preaching. That's a good thing.
This is your podcast. I just try to set it up for you to make it easy for you to go ahead and do what you do, Bishop.
Oh, you making it easy, brother. You making it easy.
Well, all right. If you would just go ahead and open us up with a prayer and then get us into that book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15.
Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity just to minister a word to your people through this podcast. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Excuse me, brothers and sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited that you have joined us on this podcast today. Our scripture comes from the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I would like to read to you verse 13 and read down to verse 15. And you'll find these words recorded. Again, Joshua, the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 13 through 15, you'll find these words recorded. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Verse 15, very powerful verse. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I am so happy to talk about making a choice. Choose ye this day. We're talking about making a choice. Now, just in a preface to all of what I'm about to say, when we started this podcast, it really was the goal to deal with a lot of political topics because I have a political background and I enjoy talking about politics and government. And that's just a part of me and a part of what I have done. While we're taping this on today, this is August the 28th, and 60 years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and over 200,000 individuals, black and white, came from all over the country, and they actually marched on Washington. Over 60 years ago, this is what happened. And over the weekend, there was a much commemoration of that particular event. Well, today, I just want to briefly talk to you about making the right choices, because it's extremely important that we as Christians make the right choices. And if you look at the early in the late 1950s and the early 1960s and throughout even a portion of the late 1960s, a lot of individuals made choices concerning civil rights, concerning segregation and desegregation, concerning a lot of those types of issues. And fortunately, we are blessed today because some people fought for some things and they died for some things so that we could have the opportunity, their wildest dreams. We're fulfilling their wildest dreams on today. And the reason why is because somebody made a choice. Somebody was on the right side of history. Well, my mind goes back to this particular passage of scripture, and I want to give you just in general a portion of it. Joshua was at a crux. He was at a point in his life where he needed to do something to prove his leadership with the children of Israel. And one of the first things that he had to do is he had to stand up for what he felt was right. I want to stop right there and make a point to everybody that's listening. Brothers and sisters, if you say that you are Christian, if you say that you have given your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you say that you're walking the walk and talking the talk of a saint and of a person that is committed to the Lord, you are going to have to make the right decision. It's just an automatic thing. You have to make the right decision. And we make those decisions based upon how we have dealt with things in the past. Let me just briefly talk about spiritual decisions that we need to make. Joshua was in this decision to say that spiritually, we have to do the right thing spiritually. And I want everybody to understand that if you are in a circumstance where it's a choice between your opinion and God's opinion and God's stance, I would hope and pray that you take the decision of what God has already written in his word for us to do. There are some things that God plainly speaks of. He plainly says A, B, and C. And what we need to do in this society, my friends, is to make sure that we are not only on the right side of history, but we have to make sure that we're on the right side of God. And those people that marched in 1963, August 28th, 1963, in Washington, D.C., for jobs and for peace and for civil rights, we now know, of course, they were on the right side of history. But I just believe that they were also on the right side of God. And in this particular passage of scripture, Joshua just made it plain. He said, look, the Lord has blessed us to go into a land flowing with milk and honey. He has blessed us to be the beneficiaries of vineyards that we didn't plant. We're eating from olive yards that we had nothing to do with at all. He has blessed us to come to a rich and to a fertile land. We are even living in houses that we did not build. But what Joshua said is that here is where we stand. Now, where do you stand? And before they could even answer the question, Joshua said, I don't know where you're going to stand. I don't know how you're going to deal with whatever it is. But as for me and my house, Joshua was speaking for his people. He was speaking for his household. He was taking a concept of, I am the leader and I am going to stand with God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And my question to you today, my friends, is on a spiritual standpoint, will you serve the Lord? Not grab something that is popular, but not biblical. Will you serve the Lord? Well, Mr. Speaker, that's what I have today for the people of God. And I hope and pray that everybody really uniquely understands that They are in a position. They are in a crux, whether they're going to do right or whether they're going to do wrong. And as for me and my house, I'm like Joshua. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord, no matter how popular it is or how unpopular it might be. We are going to serve the Lord.
Amen, Bishop. And I love the fact that you pointed out that Joshua, as a leader, took a stand, because, you know, organizations, churches, they rise and fall on leadership. Whichever way leadership goes, that's the way the organization goes. And here we see Joshua saying, we're going to serve the true and living God in this house. So that's how we're going to do things. That's the precedence that I set for my term in office, so to speak. And that is truly powerful. And I love the idea that, okay, now you all have to make a choice. And one thing I always teach, Bishop, is that you always have the ability, the right to choose between A, B, or C. You can do that. But the one thing you do not have control over is the consequences, or are the consequences that go along with those choices. And we see that if you choose or choose not to serve God, there is a consequence. You might not see it right then, but there will be a consequence. And one thing I said with my son when I dropped him off every day at school for years, I said, son, he got to the point, all I had to do was say, son, what are you going to do today? And he said, daddy, make good choices and make good decisions. Excellent teaching today, Bishop.
Thank you so much. And I hope and pray that people take it, use it, and be on the right side of God as well as the right side of history.
Most definitely. Well, Bishop, would you be so kind as to close us out in prayer and pray for us to have wisdom to make good choices and decisions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father, we thank you for just this brief moment in recognizing history. And Lord, we want to thank you for those who stood on the right side of history as it relates to civil rights and as it relates to the race issue many, many years ago. And God, I hope and pray that as we celebrate this particular event that occurred in 1963, 60 years later, Father, help us to be on the right side of history and to be on the right side of God and do what is right. Give us the wisdom, give us the knowledge, give us the understanding to do what is right, no matter how popular it is, no matter even how unpopular it might be. Let us do the right thing. Father, I ask that you would protect everyone listening to this podcast on today. And Father, also, I ask that you would give us the wisdom and guidance to do your will. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Bishop Rudolph's teaching today about making choices. Remember, you can listen to this podcast on the website at robertgrudolph.org. It's also available on the Apple platform. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers so that they may be blessed and stay on point as well. Once again, you've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction.